Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He is on Twitter, at Jay Feely. He was a kicker in the NFL for 14 years, covers NFL and college football for CBS. Jay Feely joining me here on Sunday night on CBS Sports Radio. Jay, how are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. I just was in the middle of a deep conversation with my 14-year-old son about his grades. So,
in the first week of September, huh?
That's right. Well, they started August 2nd, so
okay,
they're a month into school. Yeah,
buddy, I've got three in college, so I've had many of those conversations. So. I feel for you. Hey, Jay, listen, I there's so many things I want to get to with you. The first thing I want to get to is this Sua Craven story. I've been seeking a former player's opinion on this all night long. And the story, Sua Cravens, who has been kind of talked out of retirement, I guess, by the Redskins for now at least. He's on the exempt list. I'm just curious your thoughts of what you think the players in the locker room think about a player possibly coming back who needed to be talked out of retirement. It seems like a bit of a slippery slope bringing a guy back in who may not be all in on football.
Well, I don't think anybody in that locker room is going to care what he feels or what he was thinking as long as he goes out in the field and practices as hard as he can and goes into the classroom and studies to, you know, make sure he understands the defense as well as he can and then goes out and plays. I mean, in the end, it's a performance-based business and we're all judged individually. And, you know, there's going to be guys who think about retirement every single year, if they're honest with you, probably every single play, every practice. There's times that, you know, guys think about retirement. That's not an uncommon thing for, something to happen for an individual. And it's certainly not uncommon to talk about it in locker rooms. I mean, guys talk about all the time, how long they want to play, if they're going to play past this year, as you continue to go up in age. And, you know, as more and more comes out about CTE and the common prevalence of CTE among players, that's going to be a thought process. And when you look at your body and the way it feels, that's a thought process. So I don't think there'll be any negative reaction as long as he is all in and his teammates see that in his actions.
You bring up a great point. I think the head trauma thing is obviously very, very real, and it weighs on players in terms of career decisions. Cravens is only 22 years old, but we've started to see guys in their 20s make those decisions that you're talking about, Jay. How concerned do you think the league is that this turns into more than just a player here or a player there?
Well, I'm concerned enough that they're taking action as much as they can as well, you know, to try and understand now what it exactly is and how it impacts players and what the best course of action is to take to protect guys. I think you see that with the independent neurologist that's on the sidelines and the new concussion guidelines and trying to make sure that those brains are healed by the time they go back. You saw that with the new practice rules that were put into place in the last CBA to try and make sure that you didn't have those subconcussive events again and again during practice. And there's still, I think, a lot more that can be done and a lot more that needs to be done to protect both the current players as well as the former players that have already gone through that.
Jay Feely joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jay, just flipping over to some of the on-the-field stuff, week one coming up here in the NFL. Give me a team that you think will make the playoffs that was out of the playoffs last year and a playoff team you think is falling down this year.
Well, the team that I think, and I don't think it's a surprise to say this, a lot of people have said it, but I think Tennessee is a team that, to me, is on the rise. And, you know, you look at their division and who's in that, and they have the best quarterback right now, especially with Andrew Luck being such an uncertainty. They have a strong running game. They're a physical team. And as you see more and more of a prevalence of going away from a physical game, going more to that spread option, going five wide across the field. I think those teams that bring a physical brand of football, something different than what everybody's doing. You know, you look at the Dallas Cowboys and the way that they've run the ball and how physical they are on offense and how successful they were. I think that that lends itself to being successful. I really do. And I like the receivers they got in Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor in the draft. I think both those guys, especially if Corey Davis is healthy, I think they can have a huge impact on that offense and help Marcus Mariota tremendously.
And then a playoff team or a team that's, you know, maybe kind of been in that playoff chatter before this season that you think, a team you think is going to be worse than maybe a lot of the experts do right now?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You look around and you look at Arizona and you wonder, you know, if they can, you know, they're a pick that a lot of guys have into the playoffs, although they didn't make it last year. And I think that that team's so dependent on Carson Palmer and his health. You continue to go around, you look at, you know, Minnesota and what they're going to be able to do in that division. You know, a team that I think is going to struggle, I think the Cowboys are. You know, I think the Giants are going to win that division. I think the Cowboys without Ezekiel Elliott are going to struggle. It's not uncommon to have a sophomore slump for a quarterback when you don't have the running game like they had last year and you lost a couple of guys on the offensive line. Having to try to figure out that offense without having the strong running game that Ezekiel Elliott gave you and having to rely more on Dak Prescott, I can see the Cowboys coming back and maybe even not making the playoffs.
Jay Feely joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jay, I want to ask you about a quarterback from a mental standpoint here, because you played one of the most kind of mental, psychological positions that there is, I think, in team sports, that as a place kicker. But Brock Osweiler, who just a year ago was getting ready to start a season as a $72 million quarterback, and within a year, he's been dumped by the Texans, dumped by the Browns, and signed a veterans minimum deal with the Broncos. In what you've seen from Brock Osweiler, how much of it do you think with him is mental at this point as opposed to physical?
Well, I think for him, you know, there's a tremendous amount that's both physical and mental. I don't know that it's more mental. I haven't seen, you know, him have problems with his confidence. It's been more about execution. You know, but it definitely takes a toll. And I think the best place for him that he could have gone was to go back home, to go back where he started and where he had success in Denver, where he doesn't have to be the starter and he can kind of try and find himself again. Being around John Elway obviously will help. Being around a guy in a place where he was successful. And, you know, I think at times everybody goes through that. I think a guy like Roberto Aguayo and the struggles he's had, I think that's mostly mental for him. You know, I had an interesting conversation this year with Blair Walsh. And, you know, he told me that after he got cut by the Vikings last year that he had a couple offers from other teams and he declined those offers. And he just kind of focused on fixing himself mechanically, but also mentally. And he went, he spent some time with Bob Rotello, a noted psychologist, a guy that I worked with after my rookie year, and just kind of refocused himself before starting his career again. Sometimes that can be the best thing for you. You know, I think about a guy like Blake Bortles, and I think he struggled mentally last year. You know, so many people were making so many comments about his form and having a loopy motion, and we even did a game and he was questioning it in the meetings that we did for Thursday Night Football, and you left shocked that a quarterback would have such a lack of confidence in himself and his own form and his techniques. And I think if you're playing, there's a handful of positions, quarterback, cornerback, kicker, you know, those positions where you're on an island and the pressure is immense, you can't question yourself. You have to have unquestioned belief in yourself even when you struggle. And when you get to that position where you start to question whether you're good enough, you start to question.
Got to jump in, Jay. Got to jump in. We're at the top of the hour. Jay, thank you very much for the time.
No
really
problem.
Appreciate it. We'll do it again next. We'll do it again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.